Ben Brown, 10 past one this afternoon. I didn't see that victory coming inside 3 days.
No, amazing, wasn't it? Amazing bowling performance there. I think also I just said to the boys, it puts in perspective how well we batted in this game. I thought we got way over par there. Nashi was unbelievable in the first innings to bounce back in four-day cricket like that and get a first innings 100 on that surface. We really felt there was a bit in it. And the guys, well, we played all played really well. Wellesley and then the guys down the order, Joff and Jordan, of course, played so well to get that score. It really set the game up.
And they say that catches win matches, Ben. And if you look back to that first day, there was a really crucial drop when Luke Wells was dropped. I don't think Sussex missed a thing or virtually nothing in the whole match.
No, we were absolutely brilliant. And you know, you're right. Look, slip catching is a huge part of cricket. We work so hard at it. Doesn't always guarantee success in the middle. But, you know, to Harry Finch, to catch 6 out of 6, I thought his catch off Joe Clark was a game changer. You know, it's low at your ankle there. It's been a wicket we've had to stand quite close. So to take that catch really changed the game. Yeah, and all the guys and Jofra in the first inning as well caught an unbelievable catch at mid-wicket. He just seems to do whatever he wants on a cricket field at the moment. So it's quite an incredible catch. So yeah, the catching was outstanding and the intensity in the field was brilliant.
We noticed when Wiltshire were bowled out the first time, there was a bit of a debate. You sort of turned around and looked at Mark Davis and there was a collection of the senior players. Was there any thought that you might not enforce the follow-on?
Not really. Look, obviously, we wanted to bowl them out straight away this morning, but you know, people were allowed to play well and Barnard played well all game, to be fair. So they played well. It was just more to speak to the bowlers, just to make sure they felt okay. But we were pretty sure that we had to, especially with weather around. You never know. And obviously, the outfield here doesn't take water too well. So we had to get on the front foot and take the positive option. And you know, it worked out well.
It's now 5 wins out of 7. Ben, just looked at the table. Sussex up to 3rd in the table.
Yeah, and I think we might have a game on hand.
Yes, you have.
Yeah, so it's been brilliant. And, you know, Chris Nash just mentioned that the period of cricket for the whole club's been fantastic over the last period of time. And this is where you want to be coming into your top form. We really are, you know, hunting down that promotion spot now. And then obviously we go on Thursday in a great position in 2020 as well. So it's a really exciting time to be involved. And yeah, hopefully we can keep going.
And not any old win either, Ben, because Worcestershire 2nd in the table and it's twice now you've beaten Worcestershire and beating them convincingly as well.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I said at the start of the week I felt, you know, they would fear our seamers after what happened at Hove, and you know, worked out that, you know, the seamers again really did some damage there. I felt there was a bit in the wicket and the guys exploited it brilliantly. So really, really top win. As you say, Worcestershire are a very good side, so to beat them twice in the season, you know, is huge for us.
And finally, you had to juggle things around for this match. Luke Wright not here, Angus Robson coming into the side. I know he had a difficult first innings, and also Stu Whittingham coming into the side as well. And I noticed when he got his first wicket, he threw the ball high up in the air. Was that as much for him as for you?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, he's a young seamer with huge potential. He's got great attributes as a bowler. He's got great pace, and sometimes just having the confidence to let it go. You know, he's at times can be a little bit erratic, but also that's a strength. You know, he's not somebody we want to come in and bowl line and length and go at 2 and over. He's an X-factor bowler, and just trying to encourage him to be that X-factor bowler. And you saw in the second innings how dangerous he can be when he gets going, so I knew how important it was for him just to get a first wicket. Obviously the first innings didn't go his way, and I was delighted for him to get a wicket there. And you know, as you mentioned, Gus as well. Gus has averaged 100 in the second team and, you know, has really fought his way into this team. So you know, obviously I was disappointed for him first innings, but you know, hopefully he'll come good. He suggests he will when you're scoring runs in second team cricket. He'll come good.
And yourself, Ben, two games back as skipper, 2 victories. Must be, you know, really pleased.
Yeah, really pleased. Yeah, you know, as I say, the whole squad's in a good place in all formats at the moment, playing really good cricket. So it's straightforward to captain a good side, and yeah, it was really enjoyable.